Brief question for brief answer. Is there a chance that either of these organizations, ISIS or Al-Qaeda, poses any kind of threat to launch an attack in the West and specifically in the United States at this stage?
Oh, they're very much working on it, but in a different way than we traditionally think about this. So when we say ISIS is attacking the West, we are thinking of an organized attack, you know, biggest one, 9/11, smaller one, the Paris attacks in November 2015. We think of a very organized, sophisticated terror attack. At the moment, none of these affiliates seems to have, for the time being, the willingness or ability to do that. I would also argue they don't see the need to do that because they are consistently and continuously trying to inspire individuals to prepare attacks that are already living here. So not sent, not trained in some training camps, but people who want to do something. We have a very recent example here in Germany where the Islamic State didn't have to do anything. They just put out their propaganda, and these two individuals, so brothers of Syrian descent, who were arrested, were preparing an attack on Swedish churches as a result of the Quran burning in front of the Turkish embassy a couple of weeks ago. If your listeners have heard that, you know, in this spat about NATO membership, the tone gets rougher between Sweden and Turkey, and some Swedish right-wing extremists burned the Quran in front of the Turkish embassy. In that alone, you know, with the inspired propaganda of that these guys had consumed, was enough for them to prepare a very serious attack. And they're now in prison in Germany. So that's what's going on already. So terrorism has, in its methodology, when it comes to over-the-horizon attacks, shifted slightly. We may come back to these high-level, sophisticated attacks, but I guess what I see what these organizations are doing, they've learned that our ability to monitor increases considerably the risks of being detected. So the more complicated the attacks, so the more elements they have, the more people that need to be involved, the higher the risk that it's actually going to be detected right now. We are no longer at the beginning of the 2000s. But having a knife attack or a small bomb attack every couple of weeks is, as we've seen in France, pretty much
as that was the next thing that I was going to get to. France, do you see what happened with the attack on the children this week?
Yes.
Do you see that as a terror attack?
Well, the jury is still out. The French are still investigating. But obviously, I mean, he very purposefully knifed down a lot of kids, right? So, yes, of course, he has mental problems. Any terrorist has mental. I keep pointing this out. Mental problems doesn't mean he's not a terrorist. There is no stable individual. Otherwise, the individual wouldn't be a terrorist, right? So it's just a question of what was the motivation. Is he just crazy or did he have an ideological agenda, right?
So does this connect in your mind to what you were saying earlier about the efforts of Al-Qaeda and other terror organizations to try to find people, to motivate people in places to do things like this? Do you think, based on what you know now, took place in France with this individual, do you think that might have been the result of that kind of fertilization, or was this just, as you said, an individual who's just out of his mind?
I'm not enough privy to the details here, but I would say this propaganda, and we document this week by week as the Counter-Extremism Project, is extremely easy to find. And on some of the social, or all of the social media platforms, the algorithm actually helps you to find it. So it's not hard to find. It doesn't take a long time to find really abhorrent propaganda on social media platforms right now. So it is there. If in this particular case this played a role or not, I have not yet seen any details to say this way or that way, but we will know. Clearly, this propaganda in the past already in France, if you think about Samuel Paty, right, did its job. This poor teacher was beheaded because he merely mentioned the Mohammed cartoons in a class about freedom of speech. He didn't show them, he didn't praise them, he just mentioned them. And a small online campaign led to him being killed by someone who simply was radicalized and took this as a good opportunity to live out his fantasies.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.